The story of Mrs. Teresa Cornelis, Georgian adventuress, singer and impresario, is so colourful that I'm going to spread it over two bonbons. Mrs. Cornelis, as she became known, started life as Teresa Immer, born in Venice to a talented family of actors and singers. Early in her singing career, she was part of an opera company that travelled around various cities performing the early operas of Gluck. In 1746, she arrived in London, where she appeared in a Gluck opera, which proved to be unsuccessful. Charles Burney wrote rather scathingly of her, saying that she had such a masculine and violent manner of singing that few female symptoms were perceptible. Gluck and Teresa's hopes of success in London came to nothing, and the opera was closed after six performances. Handel comforted Gluck by saying, "What the English like is something that they can beat time to, something that hits them straight on the eardrum." Teresa returned to the continent and performed in Vienna, where, inconveniently, she went into labour with her first child while performing a Gluck opera in front of the Empress. At that stage, she was married to the choreographer called Pompietti, but the child was almost certainly not his. Teresa's love life was decidedly complicated, and she included Casanova on her list of lovers. While singing in Brussels, she came to the attention of the governor of the Austrian Netherlands, Charles of Lorraine. This enlightened nobleman decided to set up an organization to promote the arts. Teresa was given the title Director of Events and oversaw all of the theatrical activity. She launched into this with great enthusiasm, but 3 years into the project became involved in enormous debts. She ended up selling everything she had, her diamonds, her wardrobe, and she fled to Holland to avoid prison. At this seemingly hopeless juncture, Teresa decided to give England another try. Taking on the name of one of her lovers in Holland, she arrived in London and presented herself as Mrs. Cornelis, a respectable widow. And thus it was that she embarked upon the second part of her life. More of this next week. One of the roles which she was known for was that of Asteria in the opera Bajazet by Francesco Gasparini. Here is Asteria's aria Vendetti Si, sung by Giuseppina Bridell with the Arsa Musici under Carlo Ipata.
Sì, sì, ora vendetta, sì, sì.
That was an aria by Gasparini, Vendetti C. It was sung by Giuseppina Bridelli with Alcide Musici and Carlo Ipata. There are podcasts of these Baroque bonbons to be found on the FMR website. FMR.